This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People that are boys.
And I don't know what that is. I've never seen one of those before.
People whose gender might be a little bit of both or might even be neither.
Some public schools and libraries invite drag queens. Some dress like horned demons to read to young children.
Parents' rights are limited, and children's rights are put ahead. So the child has the right to be protected from the parents when the parents behave badly.
What?
Yeah, that child molester just messed with the wrong preschooler. Yeah.
What makes you think he's a child molester?
Oh, he's a child molester, believe me. Every child molester I've ever met looks just like that.
And make gay little babies for the whole human race. Make a world we can live in where the one who you love's not an issue.
We'll convert your children.
What?
Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep him from disco, warn about San Francisco. Make him wear pleated pants, we don't care.
And then you have talk show stars like Joe Rogan who just wing it, who make it up as they go along. And because figures like Rogan are trusted by people that don't trust real newsrooms, we have attention, a problem that's much bigger than Spotify, much bigger than any single platform, Kate. But that's what's at the heart of this.
Damn it. Everything on TV sucks.
It's Alex Jones.
Cool.
Hello?
You piece of shit. You damn. Listen, Ted. You crossed the line. Get that through your damn head. Stop pushing your shit.
A few minutes later.
We're gonna beat your ass! You just get that through your stinking traitorous heads! But I will stomp your head in if you start a fight with me, you thug scum! You think I'm a coward like you?!
Three days later.
Whoa! I just got invited to give the commencement address at Harvard this year.
That's amazing!
I'm gay!
Oh, yeah.
There. Let's go get that.
All right. So you get to wear the hat and everything?
Yeah, you got it. Don't worry. Hello?
I see you, enemy. I see you, enemy. Enemy! Enemy! You are my enemy!
Will pay. Yeah, you think I don't see your face, scum? You don't think I don't see you? I see you. You understand me? I know what you think of me and my family. I see you right back. You understand that? You understand that?
You will fall. You will not bring humanity down. God is going to destroy you.
Whoa. Whoa. That was cool the way he, like, Infowars.com.
Nuclear war news, we'd have some fun. So We just did that for the last 5 minutes. Now I'm going to get real serious, cover all the other news. We'll get back into NATO moving for direct nuclear war with Russia. You can't make this up. You can't overhype this. This is insanity. Our government are basically...
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number two, and I spent most of the hour on the EU saying, we don't care what the EU Parliament says or what the law says. We're going to go ahead and just have Ukraine enter NATO along with Georgia, Moldova, and a couple other countries. Total act of war with Russia. Absolutely no doubt about it. This is how giant wars have started, but now we've got nuclear weapons. This is insane. NATO crosses Putin's red line, accelerates plan for Ukraine to enter NATO as both sides mobilize for total war. Now, again, we got hit with a community notes on Twitter, on X. The source was NATO, and NATO says we're not mobilizing. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization is the mobilization, ladies and gentlemen, for war with Russia. And I showed you a bunch of news articles and documents from the Air Force Times, Miami Herald, NATO, Lloyd Austin, all of it, Secretary of Defense, saying that we are mobilizing for total war. And you've seen Biden and the Secretary of State and all of them say that if we don't give unlimited money to Zelensky and don't back him up, and if Zelensky fails, if the Ukrainians being conscripted and the meat grinder fail, we are going to send in U.S. and NATO troops to fight Russia. Because, quote, he's going to attack a NATO country. We're like, but it's not a NATO country. They're about to make it a NATO country. So, simply put, they're about to make Ukraine a NATO country, which is what Putin warned them to begin with, because they were doing it by proxy, and everything but name only. And so now they can just say, oh, it's NATO now. You've got troops there. Now you're at war with NATO. I tend to always walk through the history in the background and then get to the answer at the end. Most of you already know that. You don't need me to tell you. This is crazy. So there's the bottom line. NATO and the EU, outside of the law, outside of the parliaments, are saying the veto no longer counts by Hungary and a few other countries. We're just going to go ahead and bring them into NATO. And the minute they're brought into NATO, we're at war with Russia, officially. And Biden says, yeah, get ready for your sons and daughters to die. And so does the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of State, and a bunch of senators and House members in the last 2 weeks. I've played all the clips. I've covered it over and over again. And I told you this is crazy, and it's psychotic. And now it's here. In fact, I can barely even cover the other news. I'm being honest with you right now. People say, oh, the stress is getting to me. Yeah, the stress should be getting to you, folks. This isn't normal. This is insane. You think Kennedy was happy during the Cuban Missile Crisis? And why did that happen? The United States put medium-range nuclear missiles in Turkey, and the Russians found out about it, so they put nuclear missiles in Cuba. The U.S. put missiles 90 miles from Russia. Oh, my neck's killing me now. And so they put their missiles in Cuba, and you know what happened? We almost went to nuclear war with them. It was a blockade around Cuba, and it came seconds from full nuclear war with U.S. ships firing warning shots at the Russians. And then Kennedy got on the phone with Khrushchev, and they de-escalated it, and we agreed to pull the missiles out of Europe, and they agreed to pull their missiles out of Cuba. And now we fast forward to something way more dangerous than the Cuban Missile Crisis, and we simply try to go on the air and say, look, NATO says they're mobilizing. They say U.S. troops and NATO troops are about to be fighting Russians. We know it's already going on covertly. This is a terrible mobilization. They're calling it a mobilization. And NATO fact checks us and says, no, we're not mobilizing against Russia. And I just showed you a whole bunch of articles, mainstream news with them saying we are mobilizing. All right, let's talk about the other news before Jack Sullivan comments. I mean, you think dissolved borders and fentanyl and devalued currencies and drag queen story time and satanic temple altars of the state houses are bad? Critical race theory teaching that little white kids are bad, and now we have the IBM head literally saying we're not hiring any more white people. And now we've got new documents coming out where the feds are going to put AI into all the businesses as the new EEOC monitor. You're going to get fined if you have too many white people working there. I mean, this is all insane. And Mike Adams is going to be here in the second and third hour of the deep dive on AI. I have a lot of breaking, cutting-edge information. Tomorrow's news today. But you have to understand, the globalists released a virus that was serious, because it replicates in the body and has a chronic infection. Then they gave you a shot, supposedly to counter it, that was 10 times worse conservatively. And now Fox News has doctors and scientists on with insurance company information about record-level deaths from the shots. You'd think I'd be happy this is coming out. I knew this was going to come out. They war-gamed it in the SPARS 2025-2028 document. We got a big stack of news on that. The World Economic Forum has come out and said, so they're going to get rid of elections, and that AI will make all your decisions. Want to see that clip? With the head of Google agreeing with him. Document camera out here. Look at this. I mean, this is all completely and totally out of control. You're like, yeah, why did Hitler attack North Africa and attack England and attack France and attack Poland and attack Czechoslovakia? Because he just was a megalomaniac. And then you ask, well, why did the Soviet Union attack all these countries? Because they were megalomaniacs. And you ask, why is our government doing all this? Because they're megalomaniacs. They're on the news literally saying that the main terror threat is white people, pulling it directly out of their ass. They plan to pin us down with race war at home, full-on war with Russia, and then out of this crisis, they say they're going to bring in the world government. Meanwhile, look at these headlines. I mean, and by the way, I left this in there on Owen's broadcast desk. I shot a special report this morning for Mug Club. Will you guys go find me the actual study out of England? It's a big stack. I don't want to just show the Daily Mail. I want to show you the study. Now scientists say breathing is bad for the environment. Gases we exhale contribute to hurting the earth. So they say, what do we do? Well, you have to get rid of people now. Told you that was the next thing. Oh, cows put off carbon dioxide and methane. So do you. So see, you're bad too. It's not just the cows, folks. You're the carbon they want to target. Ex-FBI intel chief who investigated Trump-Russia collusion gets 4 years in prison for colluding with Russia. Gotta love that. The head FBI agent that ran the Russia operation against Trump was secretly on the payroll of Putin. Just got 4 years in prison, convicted of it.
Oh, no, the Russians will pay you off. It's like the Chinese. They're definitely doing stuff. You think Donald Trump, you think the Russians come to Donald Trump and go, we're going to give you $1 million, sell your country out? The globalists have put guns in Trump's head to sell America out. He won't do it. I'm totally confused by this camera shot, but whatever. Doesn't matter. I'm just going to sit right here, just center the camera this way. So, I think I'm too angry to show at this point. You know, I really want that study. I left it in there on the desk. How are we going to get it? I don't know anymore. You know, people just have had it good too long. When the nukes start raining, everybody will get what they've been looking for. And it's perfect. When we get a nuke, we'll have all the satanic temples up. It'll be perfect. All right, folks. We'll come back with Jack the Celebrity. We'll see if I get those articles.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Crystal Palace. Incarad has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermo nuclear war?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir. We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends and gentlemen, the only winning move is not to fail.
We made that promo 6 years ago about Ukraine leading a nuclear war. Listen, I wish I didn't know all this stuff, just like he says in the movie War Games, but I do, and you know it too. And the only way to know how this is happening is to understand it's Satan. Humans are not this evil on average. There is an evil force driving us all to destroy each other, and it makes me sick. All right, the crew found it. It's not their fault. It's my fault. I just wanted to, I get OCD about stuff. I want to show you everything because I'm so sick of people saying we're making stuff up. Then they'll cherry pick one thing I said out of context, like Sandy Hook, and then act like I'm saying things I never even said. And then every interview I go on, they want to bring that up. And then if I say I'm not talking about it, they go, oh, don't you refuse to apologize. It's a load of crap. And it's not about me. It's about people obsessing on how the media says who's moral and who's not. The people running our government are psychotics. They're the bad people. And I'm trying to go on talk shows and talk about stopping World War III and controlling our border and saving our currency and bringing energy back and stopping the shutdown of civilization. And all I hear about is you questioned a mass shooting and said it might have been fake over and over again. And again, I don't care that I'm being attacked. I care that people are so stupid they can be led around by the end of their nose with this garbage. But there is good news. I mean, they just convicted this chief FBI agent that ran the whole Russiagate thing, and he's a frickin' agent of Putin. Taking money caught from the Russians. I mean, think again, you think I'd take money from the Russians? No. Everybody knows I wouldn't do that. I won't take money from the globals. They tried to buy me. They got more money than the Russians. I'm not for sale. Donald Trump is not for sale. He's going to make money his way. And that's why they hate him, because they're 10 times worse than the Russians and the Chinese. The globalists run this country, and Trump doesn't like them selling the country out. We just think of Russians or Chinese as some group that wants to eat our lunch. How about BlackRock? How about Hollywood? How about the left? They're the ones that tell you they hate this country. They're taking down George Washington statues and Benjamin Franklin statues and Thomas Jefferson statues now and putting up Baphomet statues. They tell you they hate America. They tell you how bad America is all day. And then they sit around and point at people that are trying to save the country and say, we're Russian agents. Horse crap. Just the generation before me and my family fought the Cold War and fought the Russians in Europe and in Latin America. You know what my family told me? They said, yeah, the Russians have got their own totalitarianism, but our government's even more evil. They saw it. And now you can see who's evil. You can see who's starting World War III right in front of you. And you can say whatever you want about Trump. He got Supreme Court justices in there to shut down abortion. And we had peace with Trump. He messed up big with a shot because he wanted to be a hero and have a solution. I get all that. The point is they're trying to tell you we can't have Trump. But the good news is, this particular talk show host gets it right. I meant to mention this 2 days ago when it broke, but I was so busy worried about World War III, I didn't. So I want to hit this good piece of news right here. Trump's cases were suspended as the Supreme Court has claimed.
You sit Shiva for 7 days. And by sitting Shiva, you don't go to work. You don't do your hair or makeup. You could.
Book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of the fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to Infowarsstore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at Infowarsstore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29. A signed copy is $100. And that's what it takes to fight the globalists. They have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out, but still discounted. Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock. So many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, a Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know.
Here back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, a British war veteran, 60-plus years old, posted on his Facebook a few days ago, the transgender flag, when you put it back-to-back, makes a swastika. And the police came and arrested him at his home. There's like a 10-minute video on Infowars.com of it. It's gone viral over the weekend. But let's just play him actually being arrested when this happened.
No. Hampshire police would realise how ridiculous this is.
What's come to this?
What did it need to come to?
Tell us why you escalated it to this level. Because I don't understand. I posted something that he posted. You come to arrest me, you don't arrest him. Why has it come to this? Why am I in cuffs? Because of something he shared, then I shared.
Because someone has been caused, obviously, anxiety based upon your social media sites.
So because someone saw the transgender flag as a swastika, the left calls conservatives Nazis all day, he's now arrested. England didn't do this just a few years ago. This is a global program. It's what's coming here. British police arrest man for sharing a meme on Facebook. Video has emerged of British police arresting an army veteran after the man shared a meme on Facebook that he claimed to have caused anxiety for someone. The full arrest is on Infowars.com. So this isn't just about these people's right to attack our children with sterilization or castration or to take over women's sports. Now you're arrested if you criticize it. Judge Joe Brown.
All right. We have a grave danger that is facing us. I was a teaching assistant 55 years ago for a visiting professor. And this woman said America is in a grave danger of becoming fascist. Not through the efforts of any jackboot wearing goose stepping.
War. We're already in a proxy war, hybrid war with Russia. Your former naval intelligence, great reporter. You know your history, you know your facts. Our videos go viral. It probably reached 8 million people in the last 3 or 4 interviews just on X alone. It's been picked up all over. We're causing a debate. Americans should, maybe we need nuclear war with Russia. Maybe it's time to blow the planet up. But I think people, being sarcastic, should be able to have a discussion about this. So thanks for joining us. This is 5 days in a row you've come on about this. You're obviously with humanevents.com. What do you make of this?
Look, Alex, it's very clear what happened here. This is NATO's response to you and I. This is NATO responding to you and I because we have come out with the truth about what NATO is up to. Look, the German chancellor was very clear, declaring an emergency session. Then the new globalist Polish prime minister says we must mobilize the Western nations against Russia for Ukraine. We know exactly what he's talking about. Then you flash back to Lloyd Austin. Lloyd Austin goes to Congress and Lloyd Austin says, we will send your sons and daughters to fight Russia in Ukraine and in Europe. Then Zelensky comes. Zelensky gives his address to the U.S. military, to U.S. military officers, the head of Ukraine. And then he goes up on Fox News and he's saying, you have to stop spending money in the United States on your own problems. You must send your money. You must pay Ukraine. You must give Ukraine more. Joe Biden comes out. He stands with Ukraine. And then NATO comes to us. NATO comes after us and says, these are all defensive mobilizations. Defensive mobilizations, Alex. And you went through headline after headline in every single mainstream thing. What do you think the mobilizations are for? What do you think the mobilizations are targeted towards? And remember, the first head of NATO, when they asked him, the British Lord, and they said, what is the purpose of NATO? He said, the purpose of NATO is to keep the Germans down, keep the Russians out, and to keep the Americans in. And every NATO move since then has always been done in furtherance of that. The specific target has always been war with Russia. That's why in the 1990s, when people said, why don't we turn NATO into counterterrorism, counter-trafficking, counter-child trafficking, counter-human trafficking, counter-drug trafficking organization, go after these terrorist groups, that the leaders of NATO and the leaders of the globalists said, no, no, no. NATO cannot be turned into a policing organization. No, we will not allow this. And special forces all over the world, kind of like an Interpol.
And that's because NATO's been caught running a lot of those things. But let me just back you up. You were on 2 days ago, and you didn't know that right as you were speaking, that they had finally gotten the new Polish leader in the parliament because they were debating, you know, in parliament.
I said he was going to do this. He was doing it while I was on the show.
But I just showed the headline out of Poland. calls for mobilization against Russia.
This is Tusk. This is Tusk, who was the president of the European Council. He was the EU president. And then it says right there, the new Polish prime minister, Donald Tusk, who is a disciple of the globalists. He's the globalist asset. He was one of the EU presidents. He's Merkel's deputy. And now he's saying that his government will mobilize to keep the world committed to helping Ukraine. He was calling for more mobilization of all the Western
nations.
And
that's why they're trying to censor.
So who's going to be sent first? They're going to send the Poles in first because the Poles are next door. It's so obvious, Alex. And they ran the false flag with the Polish farmers. They took out two Polish farmers. They said Putin did it. We later found out it was Zelensky's missiles. So they ran this op on Poland. Now, what's going to happen the next time? Now, there wasn't a globalist in charge of Poland when they did this last year. Now you've got the globalist prime minister that they snuck in there. So the question is, what happens when they run the op again, kill another couple of Polish farmers, have the missiles drop on them, or, God forbid, a Polish village, a Polish town, a Polish city that's right on the border with Ukraine, they blame it on Putin, and then boom, the Polish government says we are going to mobilize. It's so obvious, Alex. We can see it coming a mile away.
And Jack, you know your history. That's why it's refreshing to talk to you. But for people who don't know how World War II officially began, the Nazis in Operation Himmler at Gleiwitz,
yes,
had Jews that they had in a concentration camp that they dressed up. This is declassified Nuremberg trials, not debated. The Germans confessed to it. Dressed the Jews up as Polish soldiers.
As Polish soldiers. It was a radio station.
Shot them for newsreels at a radio station. Claimed that they'd attacked a German communication station. And then that's why the Nazis then attacked Poland, had a World War I army. The Poles valiantly fought, but got crushed by the modern military that was basically 30 years more advanced than them. And so we're seeing an exact repeat of Operation Himmler. You called it. And they're all calling it mobilization for war with Russia. And then because I said to you, I said, the headline's key, Jack. What do we call this? And you said NATO mobilizing for direct war with Russia. And then they were about to all, that's why they got so scared, because they already had their talking points ready, mobilization. And they go, crap, Posobiec got the exact name right. So let's just say it's not true. So what do we do about this community notes? Because it's not about us being proven right, but we can make this a big deal on X to get a bigger debate going. Can we
community notes? Here's the debate for X.
Can we community notes or community notes?
Here's what I would say to the community notes, and people who are on there can go into community notes and challenge this and say, if we're running a story that's critical of an organization, you can't use that organization as a source against us. How can you cite NATO as the source when we're running a story that's being critical of NATO? It doesn't make any sense. You're responding to us with NATO's commentary and NATO's own official statement as the source. You can't do that. You need to have a source that's independent, actual independent. Independent source. You can't be sourcing back to the exact target. They say, okay, we deny it. Of course, they're going to deny it. Okay, show me something that is actually an independent source that says NATO is not mobilizing for war with Russia. And then we can have that discussion. But the idea that you would use themselves as the source on themselves, it completely flies in the face of what fact of any community noting is supposed to be.
Well, that was my question for you, because I respect your research view on this. I know a lot of think you know more than me on this. One of the smartest guys on it. How do we respond to a community note?
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Laws. We're just going to bring them in, which again is a huge escalation. This is madness because NATO and Russia, conventionally, if they stalemate, they stalemate. But if one side starts losing, the doctrine is tactical nukes, then that goes to theater nukes, then that goes to strategic nukes, then that goes
to...
Well,
you got Orban out there yesterday. Orban's the only one calling to pump the brakes here because they were about to put Ukraine into the EU yesterday. But Orban pumped the brakes, and he used the veto of Hungary to hold this all up, because people have to understand that EU membership does have a military component to it, and EU membership is a backdoor way of sliding everyone into NATO membership. And so Orban is one of the only people... People say, Orban, oh, he's a diktat, he's an autocrat. Orban's one of the only people who's actually calling for peace and asking for people to come to their senses and back down a little bit, pump the brakes on all of this Ukraine talk, because Ukraine is, the more we push Ukraine into these military alliances, the more the Russians feel threatened and the more willing the Russians are to continue their military operations, which we've seen them conduct. And what did Putin say yesterday, Alex? What did Putin say yesterday? He said, this will continue until our objectives have been complete. They're done talking. They're done talking completely. And so the question is, when they've gone to full war mode, as Russia has done, because we pushed them into it, all right, the question is, do we respond with more war? Or do we show them the positive signs that we will drop the mobilization, right, that we will drop the mobilization and start to wind things down in vis-a-vis Ukraine? If we do that, we can prevent World War III. It's very simple. But, Alex, I don't think there's anyone in Brussels or anyone in these globalist elite cabal who's willing to do that, and that's why we must smash them. We are forced to do so.
Well, that's my next question is, is NATO just doing this to get more troops and more funding and more money laundering power, or are they delusional enough? Is this a bargaining chip before a deal with Russia? Because obviously NATO's been defeated, or is NATO going to go ahead and escalate when it only leads, according to every analyst, to nuclear war? I mean, that's why this is just so preposterous.
Look, Alex, at the end of the day, I think they're terrified because they see what Russia has done. Because people need to understand, Russia's been planning for this for 30 years. And so Russia built an economy that would be centrally contained enough where they knew they would get sanctioned over this. They knew the financial fallout from this. But what did they do? They built a parallel economy and a parallel structure with China, with the BRICS nations. They've set this up as a complete alternative to the Swiss system and to the Western-backed Western capital. And so if you are part of that Western internationalist financial system, normally you have to obey whatever the globalists tell you to do because you're stuck. They will ruin your country. They will destroy you with debt. They'll destroy you with the IMF. They'll destroy you with the World Bank. But what Putin did was he got Russia out of debt. And then he said, I'm going to set up our country based on manufacturing, based on domestic industry, based on domestic natural resources like the oil of Russia, like Trump was trying to do with the oil resources and natural gas of the United States, so that America could be self-sufficient, so that we wouldn't be beholden to international capital anymore. Because Putin did that, he stands now a massive threat to the financial instruments of power and leverage throughout Western Europe and throughout the United States. People need to understand that this isn't about Russia hates the American people or China even hates the American people necessarily. This is a oligarch fight that is taking place on the highest level. The only part where the people get involved with are when it comes to who goes to the front and who goes to die.
Yeah.
And we've seen that Zelensky and now even Lloyd Austin are willing to send people all the way up into their 40s, maybe even their 60s, to their deaths in furtherance of this crooked empire.
And that's my next question. I read all the establishment publications. Their only hope is a coup against Putin, and they keep hoping for it on CNN, the New York Times, the Washington Post.
If you get a coup against Putin, the generals are going to take charge. You don't want that. Let me tell you something. Putin's not exactly a hardliner in Russia. You got guys in Russia right now, they're saying just nuke Brussels. They're saying just nuke it and be over with it. They're saying, like, but if that's where the head of the snake is, then just nuke it. And Putin's saying, look, we think we can stabilize the situation and get down. You get rid of, look, the last time the West conducted a regime change operation in Russia, we said, oh, if we just get rid, the Germans said, if we just get rid of the Tsar by sending over a couple Bolsheviks on a train, then we'll get something better. Now that was 1917. Alex, what happened after 1917 in Russia? Did we get a better government than we had before or a worse one?
No, a giant expansionist cancer. So let me ask you this. What are the globalists, the big banks, the Black Rocks, who feel like they're removed because they're not getting the blame for this, but they're going to get nuked too? What are they thinking? Because I look at every angle. I see no way out with them making a deal. Russia gets a little bit of Ukraine. They end NATO expansion and just move on, but they just can't. So what are the globalists thinking, and then what's the way out here?
Look, Alex, the globalists are still thinking, I'm telling you, the globalists are still thinking that, okay, if we can just take out Putin, if we can just assassinate him, if we can just get rid of him, if we can do anything to take him out of power, then maybe we can get another Yeltsin in there, another one of these meat puppets, one of these vodka puppets that they can just run around so they can continue to rape the resources of Russia the way that they've been raping the resources of Ukraine since the Maidan coup in 2013. That's why Hunter Biden is over there with Burisma. That's why he's up there. That's why he's getting the money. It's not about Hunter Biden. It's not about Joe Biden either. It's about the globalists getting the money from the financial resources and the mineral resources of Ukraine. Plus, by the way, you want to talk about Ukraine in terms of resources. What does Ukraine have, Alex? The black soil. Okay, the black soil of Ukraine, which is so strong, so nutrient rich that it is illegal to export this out. Now the EU has a ban on GMOs. So Monsanto and BlackRock and all these guys, they're looking at the breadbasket of Ukraine, the farmland, the black soil. And they understand that if they can get in there, then boom, they can get GMOs grown in Ukraine and then get that right to market all
throughout
Africa.
Absolutely, but there's got to be a way.
The Middle East, that's what they want. What we need, Alex, what I hope and pray for is that we can get this by smashing these globalists, by getting people like Trump in office, then we can at least get back to some kind of frozen stalemate or
something.
But
as you said, the globalist cherry on top is using an expanded war with Russia as a civil emergency for the election. But, yes. And so many of these people aren't even military, they're lawyers.
And Alex, what Richard Barris came on my program yesterday and issued an extreme warning. He said the Nikki Haley push right now that we're seeing within the United States, and we hear people start to seed this out into the narrative.
Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley as the VP. Nikki Haley is Trump's VP. And Richard Barris came in, and with steely eyes, he said, Jack, if they put Nikki Haley as the vice president for Donald Trump, then that means he's going to be assassinated. That means they're going to take him out and that she will take power and that the CIA's girl herself, the CIA princess, will be right there. And then she will empower the absolute worst elements of our government.
Trump would never be dumb enough to do that, would he? I mean, he already brought in bad people the first time. Where is this coming from?
Look, like she, because you're getting all of these people, you're getting Boeing, you're getting Lockheed, you're getting the defense contractors, because they realize that they all lined up behind DeSantis, but that completely collapsed under its own weight. And so with Nikki Haley, suddenly they realize, they say, wait a minute, we had Nikki Haley in the Trump administration the first time. She was the UN ambassador, remember, and she was calling for what? Mobilization into Syria, right? That was the war back then. We were going to get into war with Russia through Syria. That was the play during the Trump administration. Trump held against it. Nikki Haley, H.R. McMaster were huge pushers of John Kelly, huge pushers of this. Trump held against it. Now the play is to get the U.S. into war with Russia through Ukraine. But the goal has always been war with Russia, and they've been doing this for over a decade. And that's why I love the Dell Community Note, Alex Jones and Jack Posobiec, when we just point out the obvious goal of all of their moves for over 10 years now.
That's right. Jack Posobiec.
Really over 30.
At Human Events. Well, we've been vindicated. We need to make a big deal about this on X, because it's not about us. It's about, no, we're going into war. It's escalating. It's mobilizing. They don't want you to know this, America or Europe.
And
this is
before I run here, because I got my show starting in 5 minutes. God bless Michael Cassidy. God bless him for what he did in that Iowa State House. Do not make peace with evil. Destroy it. Death to Satan. Christ is king. Going in there, decapitating. They said that satanic display. Alex, that's the other thing that we're talking about. And I understand that Michael Cassidy, it's at Vote Cassidy on X. He's got some legal issues. He raised $20,000 in the first 3 hours. We're now. He's now facing more charges potentially because we're told this DA is one of these Soros-style DAs in Des Moines. We need to help this patriot out. His name is Michael Cassidy, and I urge everyone to go to X, at Vote Cassidy, help him out, because he did what Kim Reynolds and these others were not willing to do. And by the way, Kim Reynolds, you should issue a pardon of this patriot immediately.
Yeah, they're taking down George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, but they're putting up Baphomet. And that group literally says it's a sacrament to sacrifice babies. In federal filings.
It's all out in the open.
Out in the open. Jack Posobiec, thank you so much.
God bless, Alex.
Mike Adams is coming in with the deep dive on AI secrets. This is going to be so powerful. It ties into everything. We're going to cover a lot of other big issues with Mike Adams as well. We're here a few promos. This first 5 minutes of stations don't carry it. And then we're going to come back in about 6 minutes with Mike Adams in studio today, the Health Ranger. And then, boy, I tell you, just all hell's breaking loose. Storewide free shipping. Order your Christmas presents now. X2 back in stock. Turbo Force back in stock.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.